Today's daf is Yuma Daf Chof Tes, and we are 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Ches Amid Beis, the two dots, Masio ben Shmuel Omer. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshaba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Mordechai Tzvi ben Fradel, Rafal Yaakov ben Rachel Chava, David ben Shoshana, Rafal Yitzchak Isaac ben Rachama, Miriam bas Sara Dina, and Yitzchak Elio ben Shoshana Bracha. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus for Yecheskel Shraga ben Miril, and today's daf is being learned to Ilui Nishmas Avram ben Yibod Lechaim Toivim ben Moshe Chaim. So yesterday we began the third parak of Masechtas Yuma, which begins with discussing the carbon tumah. And the Mishnah says that on Yom Kippur, and for that matter, every day, before the carbon tumah was brought, there was a rather dramatic ritual that was followed to be 100% certain that it was day. Meaning, the carbon tumah could only be brought during the day. And although ordinarily, when you want to know if it's day, all you do is look outside and see if it's day. But when it came to bringing the carbon tumah, Chazal felt that we need to make a little more of a dramatic scene. So like this, we won't just think it's day, but we'll be 100% certain that it's day. In fact, the Mishnah says, Amar lehem ha-mamuna, the Sgan Kohen Gadol would say, Tzu uru'u im higias man ha-shechita. A Kohen would have to climb on top of a wall or go onto the roof of the Beis HaMikdash, and it was his job, this was literally a shteller, to see whether or not it was day. Im higia, if it was day. So then there was a major machloikis tanam, exactly what happened. The Mishnah brought two opinions of what happened. The Braisa brought five opinions what happened. We'll just mention the two in the Mishnah. Haroya oime barkai, the one that went up to look to see if it's day, would say barkai. The sun is shining. That was his way of saying that it's already day. Masi ben Shmuel, I mean, Masi ben Shmuel said, what he would say is, Heyer pinei kol ha-mizrach atche b'chevron. The entire eastern front, all the way to Chevron, has already been lit up. V'hu oimer, and then he would say, hey, indeed. And the Gemara is going to explain exactly what Masi ben Shmuel's shita is. But before that, just to chaza what we said yesterday, and that is that although in halacha, ordinarily, the katchila day starts with Netzachama, b'di'evet aloi sachacha, but b'di'evet Netzachama, when it came to the carbon tumah, it was brought likatchila before Netzachama, which is an anomaly. Because ordinarily, whenever there's a halacha of Yoim, you would say, at the very least, wait to Netzachama. So Masi ben Shmuel, which is the second shita in our Mishnah, said that what this Kohen would say is, Heyer pnei kol ha-mizrach ad she-b'chevron, and then it says, Vehu oimar hein, says the Gemara, Man omar hein, who would say hein? Hein means yes. Ilei mahach tekoya igro, doesn't mean the person that's standing on the roof. Meaning, the person that's standing on the roof said, Heyer pnei kol ha-mizrach ad she-b'chevron, and then afterwards he said, hein. This is an expression. This person is the one that dreams the dream, and he's the one that's now going to interpret the dream. Ordinarily, one person has the dream, the other person interprets the dream. He's the one that says, hey, your pnei kol ha-mizrach ad she-b'chevron, and then he says, hey. He's like talking to himself. It sounds like maybe the one that said Hain is the person that's on the ground, meaning the Mamuna who sent the Kayan up on top of the roof. So the person on the roof says, hey, your plane called Mizrachacha Bechevron. And then the Mamuna says, yes. You know, Yoda, how does he know? He's not the one that's on the roof. So Pasha Pshan in the Mishnah, the Gemara says, how do you even read it? So the Gemara says, there's two possible interpretations. Either you could say that it's the person that was standing on the ground that said Hain, or maybe it's the person that was standing on the roof that said Hain. You could say that it's the person that was standing on the roof that said Hain. And the way it played out was as follows. Meaning we have to add a little bit of language in the Mishnah. Amar iyu heyer pnei kol ha-mizrach. The Kohen that went to the rooftop, he would say, heyer pnei kol ha-mizrach. Amalei ha-ktakoya ara. And then the person that was standing on the ground would say, Acha v'chevroin, bet mia, all the way to chevroin, v'amalei iyu. And then he would say, Hain. Meaning we're missing one part of the conversation. The way the Mishnah reads is, the person standing on the roof would say, hey, pnei kol ha-mizrach ad she-b'chevron, and then he would say, hey. It sounds like he's saying hey to what he himself said. He's blessing what he said. He's talking to himself. And that's why the Gemara said, he has the dream, v'hu mefasher. No, so what you have to do is you have to insert one piece of the conversation. He would say, hey, pnei kol ha-mizrach. Then the person standing on the ground would say, ad she-b'chevron. And it's with regards to what the person that's standing on the ground says that he would answer and he would say, hey, or if you want, you can learn the Mishnah a little bit differently. Really, it was the person that was standing on the ground that said, hey, how so? The person that was standing on the ground would say, hey, your pnei kol Ala Mizrach, he would ask him, Va'amalei, and he would tell him back, the person standing on the roof, Atsha b'chevroin. You mean to know all the way up until Chevroin? Va'amalei, hey, yeah, that's what I wanted to know. I wanted to know if it's all the way Atsha b'chevroin. According to the Iba Yaseimo, it's the person standing on the ground that said, hey. It's also the person standing on the ground that said, hey, your p'nei kol ha-mizrach. Regardless, we have to add a little bit to the conversation. If you add a little bit to the conversation, everything that makes sense. Just one ha'ara before we go weiter, and that is that it's clear that it was a very big deal to make sure that it was day before the Karban Tamid was brought. Why? Rashi in the Mishnah, Dibra Maskel's Man HaShchita said, the reason is HaShchita P'sula B'layla, because Shchita is possible at night. Like the Pasuk says, B'yoyim Zivchachem. It says, B'yoyim Zivchachem Yei Ochel, U'mimacharos, V'hanoyser Adyoyim HaShlishi Bo'es Yisarev, B'yoyim Zivchachem, Zivchachem Zvicha Min Shchita. And we learn from there that Shchita has to be done during the day. So the reason it was so critical to make sure that it was day before the Karban Tamid was brought is simply because Shchita is P'sula B'alayla. And the Brisker Rav, in his Sefer on the Masechtas Yuma, asks a very stark kasha. We'll just mention the Ha'ara. And that is that why did Rashi need a pasuk of B'yoyim Zivchachem to tell me that the Shechita of the Karban Tamid would be possible at night? It's Pashat the Shechita of the Karban Tamid would be possible by night. What Karban are we bringing? The Tamid Shal Shachar. The Tamid Shal Shachar had to be brought during the day. It said, Vesakevisa Echad, it has to be brought during the day. So it's poshut it had to be during the day. Rashi needs a technicality because shchita's psula balayla kidichsiv biyoyim zevchachem. Even if shchita ba'alma would be kosher balayla, but the shchita of the Karban Tamid for sure is possible balayla, because the Karban Tamid is the Tamid Shal Shachar. And the Pasuk says it's akedes ha'echa ta'aseh ba'boiker. And ta'aseh means all the asiyah. It means even shchita, and even though shchita is la b'avaydehi. But of course it's included in ta'aseh ba'boiker. So afraid to b'skirav, why did Rashi have to come on to a technical reason? Sh'a shchita p'sula ba'layla, kidich sibi yoyim zevchachem. It's poshut the Tamid had to be during the day. It had to be during the day because the carbon is mechayev yoyim. Even if shchita really is not mechayev yoyim, but the shchita of the carbon tamid for sure is mechayev yoyim, because es akeves ha'echa tasa ba'boiker. Maybe we'll talk about this after the shir, but just the ha'ara, very stark ha'ara of the briskerov. So the Mishnah said, v'loma hutzruchu l'kav. Why did we have to go through this whole spiel to figure out if it's day? Every time there's a mitzvah that requires day, you're blowing shofar, you're taking dalad minim, there's going to be a bismila, so you have to have someone climb to the roof, and there's a whole exchange, and a whole machlokes tanam of exactly what that exchange is. So the Mishnah said, the reason is because once upon a time, shapam achas olamara levana, because there was once a time where the kohanim saw the light of the moon, v'dimu sheher mizrach, but they thought it was the light of the sun. V'shachtu as ha-tamid, and they shnechted the carbon tamid. V'hoit siyu lebeis hasreifa, and they had no choice but to take this carbon tamid and bring it to the beis hasreifa, because it was brought at night, and shchita, like Rashi says, is psula by laila, and as a result, this ended up being a pasul of carbon. So because of that, they had no choice, and the chachamim felt that we're going to have to make a big deal about determining whether it's day or night. Like this, a mistake like this is never going to happen. Faith about me, michlef. How could this mistake have happened? We're dealing with Kayhanim. Kayhanim is the reason, hey, they don't just make mistakes. The mistake would have had to have been something of significance. Frank to Gemara, they confused the Oira Chama with the Oira Levana. But time we learned to the Brisa, Rabbi said, "Ein doimo timur shel Levana le timur shel Chama." Rabbi said clearly that the timur of the Levana is very different than the timur of the Chama, meaning the glow of the sun and the glow of the moon is different. Timur shel Levana matame va'oilo kemako. The timur of the Levana goes straight; it's as straight as a stick. Timur shel Chama matzia lekan lekan. It spreads out all over the place. But the point is that you can't confuse the Cham and the Levana. So how did this happen? So the Gemara Tanit of Rabbi Shmuel, in the yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel, they taught Yoyim HaMa'oinen Haya. They told us the rest of the story. It was a cloudy day. And because it was a cloudy day, the rays of the moon had to break through the clouds. And because it broke through the clouds, Matzia Lekan Lekan, it ended up spreading a little bit. So it wasn't the ordinary Timur of the Levana. Rather, it mirrored, pun intended, the timur of the chama, and it's for that reason it looked like the chama, and that's how they made this mistake. Amar Rapapa, Rapapa said, Shmami, no. One thing you can take from this exchange is Yoyim de'eva kulei shimsha, that when it's a cloudy day, it impacts the rays of the sun, whereas ordinarily the ray may be more concentrated, but when it's cloudy, it ends up spreading out a little bit more. Zok the Gemara, my naf gemina, Rav Papa was very excited with this fun fact that you can infer from this exchange. Freit the Gemara, there must have been some naf gemina. What was the naf gemina? The Gemara says two naf geminas. Number one, l'shtuchei yairis. If somebody's doing work outside, he has skins and hides and he wants to have them out in the sun to dry. So ordinarily, you would want to look for a very sunny spot. Put it over there. Like this, it makes direct contact with the sun. But if it's a cloudy dust, it doesn't matter where you put it because the shemesh is anyways maftzia, even though it's always maftzia, but it's even more maftzia on a cloudy day, so it doesn't matter where you put it. Rava said that a woman has to be very careful when she needs dough for matzah. She shouldn't do it in the sun. She shouldn't even do it in something that was heated by the sun. So ordinarily, a woman can go outside. As long as she's not underneath the sun, it would be okay. But if it's a yoy mama oynein, it's never going to be okay. It doesn't matter where she is. Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said on this note, on the note that we're comparing the sun on a clear day versus the sun on a cloudy day. Specifically, the fact that the sun on a cloudy day, in an ironic way, could be stronger than it is on a clear day because it spreads. And like Rav Papa said, Shema Mino Yoy Medeeva Kule Shimsha, with two practical nafkaminas. So Rav Nachman doubled down on that, and he said, Zuama de Shimsha Kashi Mi Shimsha. He said that the sun on a cloudy day, in fact, is stronger than the sun is on a regular day. But simonech, and a simon, a good way to remember this, is dono de chala. If somebody has vinegar that's sealed inside a barrel, and it's been sealed for a very long time, you open up the barrel, this huge aroma is going to come out. So the nimshal is that when the sun is hiding behind the clouds, so it's bottled in, if it's able to seep out, it's going to come out stronger than it would be ordinarily. He continued, and he said, on that note, shavriri de shimsha, kashu mi shimsha. If it's a cloudy day, and there's sun that's coming through the clouds, and it's a concentrated ray of sun. So that concentrated ray of sun is very, very strong. It's stronger than any other sun. So a strong ray of sun on a cloudy day, that's like the spitz. But see, Monica, a way to remember that is dilfa. That if you have a drip of water that keeps on dripping in one spot, so it's going to make more of a roshim than if it's just dripping, being that the sun is so concentrated, so it can have more of a roshim. Hiruri avera, kashum avera. Nachman continued. And he said the thought, the machshava to do an avera is worse for a person's guf than actually doing the avera. Rashi says we're talking about taivas noshen. And just the machshava, the hiru to want to do an avera, could be makhish, it could weaken a person more so than if he actually did the avera. V'simonich, recha de bisra. If a person smells meat that he can't have, so it can impact him in a negative way, in that same vein, a hero to do an avera that he can't have could also impact him in a bad way. Shuli de kaito, kashio mi kaito. The sun at the end, or the heat at the end of the summer, is stronger than it is during the summer. Rashi says, Shuli de kaito is Elul. Shehu soifa kayetz. So Elul is the soifa kayetz, and the Elul sun is stronger than the sun the whole year. V'simonich tanura shegira. It's like a oven that's been heated up so many times. So once you heat up an oven so many times, so at that point it's already so hot that anything you heat afterwards is going to end up being hotter. Ishto de sisfa kashe medekaito. If a person has a fever during the winter, it's going to be stronger than a fever that he's going to have during the summer. V'simonich tanura krira. The simon would be a cold oven. So a cold oven, if you want to heat it up, you need a lot more fuel to be able to heat it up. So the idea is that a person during the winter is naturally more cold. As a result, if he has a fever, so presumably there's more fuel that's heating him up. Must be it's a worse fever. Mikmar batikta. Finally, Rav Nachman said, to learn something old, meaning something that you already forgot, kashe mechadato, is more difficult than learning something that you never learned. This little counterintuitive. This simanich tina bartina, that if you want to use cement that's been used already, it's going to be more difficult to use it. If you never used it before, using it for the first time, it's not so hard. But once you've used it already, if you want to use it again, it's not going to be so simple. If a person learned something and then he forgot it, to relearn it can be more challenging. I'm a Rav Avo. Rav Avo is at my time in the Rebbe. So going back to what Rebbe said, Einoi doimer timur shel levono le timur shel chanma. Timur shel levono metam avoy lekamachol. Timur shel chanma mavtzil lekano lekan. Now really, Rebbe seems to be stating a scientific fact. So it's interesting that Rav Avo would say, my time of the Rebbe. I don't know. That's what Rebbe observed. Scientifically, he said the timur of the Levana is different than the timur of the Chama. But this is just another Gemara. You find this in many places in Shas, where Chazal want to find a pasik, a mucker in the Torah for an idea that technically you would think a person should simply be able to observe. So if Rebbe said something, he probably got it from the Torah, hafachba, vafachba, the kulubah. And Rebbe Vo wanted to know what was Rebbe's makar to this idea that there's a difference between the rays of the moon and of the sun, and specifically that as it relates to the timur of the chama, it's mafzia, lekana lekana, it spreads out. So Rabbi Vo said he learned it from the following pasuk: "Tchziv lamnatzeach ala yeles hashachar mizmar ledav." And he darshan ma yolas ukarnei mafzia lekana lekana. Just like an ayola, so a deer, her horns, they're going to spread all over the place. Af shachar, so too the shachar, the rays of the sun, mafzia lekana lekana. In that same days, it's in vain, it's going to be mafzia lekana lekana. Amar Rabzeir said, "Lama nimshla Esther la ayala." Why was Esther compared to an ayala? Now, the pasuk doesn't say anything about Esther. Lamatzech ala yela sashachar mizmal David. But Rashi says that what the Gemara means is the next pasuk. The very next pasuk. This is the Tehillim, Kapitel Chav Beis. Keli, Keli, Loma Azavtani, Rochot Mi Yeshua, say Divri Shagasi. And the meaning is that Yidden say Tehillim, Kapitel Chav Beis on Tainus Esther, and it's based on the Gemara Masechtes Megillah, Daftes Vav, that Esther Hamalka was the one that said Keli, Keli, Loma Azavtani. So this is the Mizmar of Esther. And it begins, Lam Natseach Ala Yeles HaShachar, Mizmar L'David. It's from Rav Zeira said, Lama Lim Shal Esther La Yola, why is she like an Ayola? Loma L'chama, Ayola Rach Mitzar. So it's like an Ayola, her womb is very narrow. V'chaviva Al Baila Kol Shavishah, Kishar Rishayna. And every time the Ayola engages in Tashmish, she's chaviv to her husband, literally Kishar Rishayna. Esther, Hoysa Chaviva Alachashverosh, Kol Shavishah, Kishar Rishayna. So too, Esther was Chaviva Alachashverosh, Kol Shavishah, Kishar Rishayna. Somebody once told me, on Purim, he said that, you know, the pasuk says that Achashverosh was looking for a Besula, a Naira Besula, Tevas Mare, to replace his wife Vashti. Lemaisa Achashverosh ended up marrying Esther. So the kasha was that Esther was married. Esther was married to Mordechai. Vatila Labas, I'll take you Labas Ella Labayas. So if Esther was married to Mordechai, so she wasn't a Besula. So if she wasn't a Besula, so what's Pshat Achashverosh took her out as a wife? Achashverosh was looking for a Besula. So if she was looking for a Besula, Lachari, she wasn't a Besula. So he said Pshat based on this Gemara. The Gemara says, Lama Nimshala Esther La Yolo, Ma Yolo Rach Matzar, Vachaviva Abaila Kol Shavishah Kishar Rishayna, Af Esther, Hoysa Chaviva Lachashverosh Kol Shavishah Kishar Rishayna. She taka wasn't a Besula, but she was like a Besula. Amr Ravas, Ravas is a Lama Nimshala. So again, and this is Esther Hamalka's capital. She's the one that said Keli Keli Lamaz Avtani, which means Esther's compared to an Ayelas. We just explained why she's like the Ayel, Rach Motzah. But she's also compared to the Shachar. Lamnatzeh al Ayelas Hashachar. So why was Esther compared to the Shachar? Just like the Shachar, the morning is the end of the night. Af Esther Soif Kol HaNisan. So to Esther was the end of all the Nisan. And therefore, she's compared to Soif Kol HaLaila. The Masha asks the obvious question. If Esther Soif Kol HaNisim, so that's Soif Laila? As if miracles are Laila? Miracles are Laila. Esther is Soif Kol HaNisim. This is the last miracle. And because of that, so she's compared to the Shachar, which is Soif Kol HaNisim. Miracles are not Laila. Golus is Laila. Laila's Choshech. Miracles are Or. Miracles are Yoim. So Pashup Shah, why would the last miracle be the end of the night? It should be Soif Kol HaYoyim, Ayin B'Masha. But the Gemara asks a more technical question. It's about Ikra Chanukah. What about Chanukah? Chanukah happened after Purim. Purim happened during Golus Bavel. Happened in the 70 years between Churban Bayis Rishon and the beginning of Bayis Sheni. Chanukah happened during Bayis Sheni. Chanukah happened after Purim. Chanukah was a great miracle. We celebrated with a Yontif for 8 nights. So if that's the case, what are you telling me that Esther is Soif Kol HaNisim? What happened to Chanukah? So the Gemara says, Nitno Likosev Karmina. What we mean is not that Esther was the last miracle. There's been miracles that have happened to the Jews. But it is the last miracle that was Nitno Likosev, that was able to be written. That's all good to command but according to Mandam, those are Nitno Likosev, my Yiglamemer. So this machloikitz, whether Esther was Nitno Likosev or Loy Nitno Likosev, is also a Gemara Masechtes Megillah, Megillah Dav Zayin, and the Gemara over there discusses whether Megillas Esther has a din of Kisvei Kodesh or it doesn't have a din of Kisvei Kodesh. Is it part of Ksuvim or not? The Nafkamina is if it's Metame Sayodayim. So one of the Yudches Dvarim is that Kisvei Kodesh Ametamas Ayadayim. Somebody touches Kisvei Kodesh, he becomes Tomei. And there's a machlekes in the Gemara, whether it's Metamas Ayadayim or not. So of course Esther was Nitnoli Kaseh. There's no one in the world that doesn't hold there's something called Megillas Esther that we learn. The question is it a Ksaviyad? Does it have Dinim of Ksuvim? That's the question. So the Gemara says that you want to tell me what's unique about Esther? Is that Esther is the last miracle that was Nitnoli Kaseh as opposed to Hanukkah. There's no Megillas Chanukah that's Nitnoli Kosev that we read from a Megillah with a Bracha, but the Gemara says that's won't go according to Nanama that holds that it was Nitnoli Kosev. But if you hold it was Loi Nitnoli Kosev, Mayak Lamemer. In other words, why then is Esther Nimshalo L'Shachar? Again, Lam Natseach Alayelas HaShachar Mizmo L'David. This is Esther Amalkus Kapitel, which means Esther Amalkus compared to the Shachar. The question is why? So the Gemara suggested the reason is because the Shachar Asayf Kalalayla. Esther is Soif Kolanisim. Tumar says, not Soif Kolanisim, this Chanukah. Tumar says, no, it's the last miracle that can be written. That's all good if it's Nitnoli Kosev. But if it's not Nitnoli Kosev, then Mayim Kolamim. In other words, why is Esther compared to the Shachar? There must be a different reason. So the Gemara says, Maikim Lokar Rabin Yaman Bar Yefes, Omer Abelos, Omer Abelos, Omer Abelos, Omer Abelos, Omer Nimshul Tfilos, Nishal Tzadikim, Kayeles. Why are the tilos of the tzaddikim compared to an ayelos leim lechama ayelosu calls mansion megadalos karnei maftzilos? Just like an ayelo, when she grows, her horns grow with her. Af tzaddikim calls mansion marbin betfilo tfilos nishmas. As their marbin betfilo, so too their tfilos are answered as well. How does this answer the question? Zok Rashi, the high shachar loshen tfilo. In this pirush in the Gemara, the word shachar is actually miloshin tefila, and what we're saying is lamnatzeach alayeles hashachar, that the shachar, the tefila of Esther, was like an ayala, that the more she davened, the more her tefilas were answered. Regardless, a little bit of a digression from our digression, and that is lamnatzeach alayeles hashachar mizmo ledov. Keli keli lomazavtoni rochik mishuasi divrei shagasi tilim perichavase. This is the Tehillim of Esther, which means that Esther, on some level, is ayelas hashachar. Lam natzeach al ayelas hashachar. We mean Esther. So why are we saying ayelas hashachar? So the Gemara says, "Lam nimshla Esther la ayala, and ayala is rachmatzar vechaviva al bayla kol shav veshak veshar rishayna." Esther was the same way with Achashverosh. Esther is also compared to the shachar. Why to the shachar? Two pshatim. Either because, just like the Shachar is Soif Kol HaLaila, Esther was Soif Kol HaNisim, Inami, the Gemara said, Shachar is Miloshin Tfilo, the Ayala, her horns grow as she grows, so too the Tfilos of the Tzadikim are answered, the more and more that they daven. So returning to the Mishnah said, Shachtu es HaTomid V'chulo. So there was a little bit of a seder in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Amar Lehem Amunah, go up to the top of the roof and see whether or not the sun has risen, meaning whether or not it's time to be able to bring the carbon tomet. The Gemara said, "Lama hutzruch l'kach? Why do we have to do this? Because of a ma'isa shahoya kachoy shapam achas olam ma'or halavana v'dimu shayev mizroch." They ended up bringing the carbon tomet. They brought it at night. That was a problem. Vayitziu lebeis hasreif, and they had no choice but to bring it to the beis hasreif. The Gemara told the rest of the story. It was a cloudy day, and that's why, even though Rebbe said that the timur of the levana is very different than the timur of the chama, but in this case they ended up making a mistake. And then the Mishnah continued and said, "Hayridu kohen gadol lebeis hatfila." They took the kohen gadol and they brought him to the beis hatfila. The Gemara in the question right now is going to assume that's the rest of the story. It's all a hemshach. Meaning, after this ma'aseh shehayah kachoyah, when they shechted the carbon tomet at night, thinking it was day because it was a cloudy day, they now had no choice but to bring the carbon to the beis hasreifa. It was immediately after that they took the kohen gadol and they brought him to the mikvah. Says the Gemara, meaning, you're telling me that this all happened, it sounds like, with the kohen gadol. Where says Amos? When did it happen? Did it happen during the week? Why was the kohen gadol the one bringing the tamid shel shachar? It sounds like the kohen gadol was doing it. Now the kohen gadol has a right to do it, but it sounds like it had to be the kohen gadol. The Gemara says, why? It must have been on Yom Kippur. That's probably when the story happened, and that's the hemshach of the ma'isa. But the Gemara says on Yom Kippur, this story couldn't have happened because Ma'or Alavana Mi'ika, there's no Ma'or Alavana in Yom Kippur. It's the 10th day of the month, and Rashi says just based on the astronomy and the movements of the moon, it would make no sense for this story to have happened on the 10th day of the month, Yud Tishrei, which is Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, what's going on? Pasha, how do you read the Hemshech of the story? If it was during the year, why was it the Kohen Gadol? If it was on Yom Kippur, this story couldn't have happened. The Gemara says, Hachi Kamer, B'yoymach Yipurim, Ki'yoma, Barak Barakai, Hayri the Kohen Gadol Beis HaTfilo. Meaning, we're not continuing with the story. We're just going back to the regular program, which is telling me the halachas of the Seder Avodah and Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur, the Mamunah would tell a Kohen, go up on top of the roof to find out whether it's time to bring the carbon. If it's time to bring the carbon, Haridu Kohen Gadol, Lebeis HaTfilah. The story that was brought was just parenthetically. It was brought just to tell us why we go through this. But the Haridu Kohen Gadol is not part of the story. It's returning to the halacha of the Mishnah. And the halacha was, Haridu Kohen Gadol, Lebeis HaTfilah. Zok Gemara, Tani Avur de Rababin. Rab Abin's father said over the following braisa. And again, there's a difference between when the Gemara says Amar Avur de Rab Abin or Tani Avur de Rab Abin. It's going to be again the cheshbon of the Gemara. Amar Avur de Rab Abin would mean Avur de Rab Abin said. Now Rab Abin's father was an Amora. Rab Abin was an Amora. His father was an Amora. So Amar Avur de Rab Abin would mean that what we're about to say has the power of the teaching of an Amora. Tone Avud Rababin means Avud Rababin came into Beis Medrash and he said a Chavah Braisa. He was quoting something from Friya de Gedoyres, which means that what he was saying actually had the power of a Braisa. Why this matters, we're going to see on Amud Beis. But Zok de Gemara, Tone Avud Rababin taught a Braisa. And he said, Loizu Bavad Amru. This that we said, that if the carbon Tamid would be brought at night, you would have to bring a Lebeis HaSreif. In fact, it was a Mais Shaykach, where it happened. But if the carbon tamid would be brought at night, because it says B'yom Zivchachem, that the carbon tamid has to be brought during the day, Shchitas Psula Balayla, so if it would be done at night, you would have no choice but to take the carbon, bring the Lebeis HaSreif, which is a very, very bad thing in the world of Kachnev. Said, this Braisa, that halacha is not only true for Shchit, Elaf Malika Sa'if, V'kmitzas Mincha Balayla Tisarif. The same would be true if someone did malika with a knife. So malika to a knife is what shechita is to a behema. It's the equivalent thereof. If you have an oif, whether it's a chatas oif or an oilas oif that's being brought as a carbon, you don't do shechita, you do malika. That's in contrast to oifos that are chulin, where you do shechita. In the world of chulin, there's shechita for a behema and there's shechita for an oif. The difference is in the world of kachim. In kachim, you do shchita for a behema, and you do malika for a knife. By the way, even though shchita lav avoidehi, malika is very much an avoideh. Malika is psula bazar. Shchita is ksheira bazar. Malika, even though it's the equivalent of shchita, but it's psula bazar. The same is true with kmitza for a mincha. A mincha is when the carbon was carbs, it was soilus, mixed with shemen, and sometimes there was levayna. So that's what the carbon mincha was. And the avoides had to be done with the mincha. The first avoides was kmitza. We know what that is. The kmitza is to the mincha, what the shchita is to the behema, and what the malika is to the oif. And just like malika is an avoida, kmitza is also an avoida. But the point is, said Rab Avin's father, as ich hava braisa that said, that this that we said shchita balayla is a problem. Not only is it a problem, if you do shchita balayla, you have to take the animal and bring it to the Beis HaSreifa. The same is true if you did malika with an oif balayla, or if you did kmitza with a mincha balayla, the halacha would be tisar. Frank the Gemara Kash, Bishleim ha'oilas ha'oif, ma'idah ha'vahava. I understand why if you do malika with an oif by night, you have no choice but to take the oif and bring it to the Beis HaSreifa. The malika's possible. What are you going to do with the animal? You have no choice. You have to burn it. Elo kaimitz. But what's the problem with the kaimitz? Nahadra. V'nahadra v'nikmitz av yimam. Why is that an issue? You can undo a kmitza. Just take the soilus, put it right back into the klisharis. So if you're going to put it back into the klisharis, why should that be an issue? Shchita you can't undo. So if you did a balayla, you're stuck. Yeah, the carbon is possible. You have to bring it to Beis HaSreifa. To undo a malika is also impossible. But you can undo a kmitza. So if you can undo a kmitza, why is it going to be a problem? He explained the klisharis mikachin afilu shaloi bezmano. You have to say that a klisharis has the ability to be mekadesh something, even shaloi bezmano. What's the point? The point is that after this kohen did the kmitza, he would take the kohenitz and he would put it into a klisharis. Putting the kohenitz into a klisharis was the equivalent of kabbalah. Just like you have kabbalah by a carbon, so the equivalent of kabbalah was taking the kohenitz, putting it into a klisharis. When the kohenitz was put into a klisharis, the kohenitz got kedusha. It got the kedusha that it needed for it to be able to go on to the mizbech. You can't just put a mincha on the mizbech. It has to be neskadish. It was neskadish two times, but that's when we learn Masechtas Menachos. But taking the koimitz and putting it into the klisharis was mekadish. Once the koimitz got kedusha, so now the koimitz has a chalois shein koimitz, and the rest of the mincha has a chalois shein shirayim. It's the leftovers. Koimitz and shirayim is a chalois that you can't undo. Once something is a kaimitz, it's not just a little bit of flour. Oh, just mix it back together and let's do the kmitz again. No. You can't mix a kaimitz and shirayim. Kaimitz has dinim and shirayim has dinim. At this point, this is already a taruvus of issa v'heter. It's a yeredeya to get taruvus. That's not something you can do. So the Gemara says, you want to know why it's not an option to just undo the kmitzah? Because we're talking about when you took the kaimitz and you put it into a klijaris, which is what you would usually do. But here's the one leap of faith that we have to take to understand the Gemara. And that is klijaris mekat. Meaning, there would have been a havamina that even though it's true, klisharis would be mekadesh the koimetz, which would now make the koimetz a koimetz, it would make the shirayim a shirayim, but maybe that's only true if you did it during the zman that you can bring the carbon. But being that this all played out at night, that's the case. We did the kmitz about laila, so maybe klisharis doesn't work by laila. So who tani love, who am I love, who the rabbin said over the braisa, and he explained the braisa that the hezbra in the braisa is klisharis mekadeshna filu shaloi bezmana. You did the kmitz at night, you put it into klisharis at night, now it's chal koimetz and right? You can't mix it back together. If you can't mix it back together, so that's why you can't undo it. Just like you can't undo the shechita, you can't undo the malika, believe it or not, you can't undo the kmitz either, because it's chal that it's a kaimis, it's chal that it's right. But again, what's it really contingent upon? Klisharis is mekadesh afilu belayla. That's going to be the topic for the rest of the daf. Meisvei freik the gemara. Zayak klal, zayak kol akari bayam, kadesh bayam. Anything that you can be makrib during the day, you can be mekadesh during the day. The chalakarav balayla, kadosh balayla. Anything that you could be makrib by night, you could be makadosh by night. The chalakarav bein 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 balayla, kadosh bein bein balayla. Anything that you could be makrib by day and by night, you could be makadosh by day and balayla. Ketani miyos, what do you see in this price? So chalakarav bayayim, kadosh bayayim. Something that you can be makrib during the day, you can be makadosh during the day. Bayayim in balayla loy. It sounds like only during the day, but not at night. Meaning something that's karav bayayim, you can't give it kedusha at night. I thought we just said klisharis mekachin afilu shaloi bezmanu. So the Gemara says dilma ene kodesh li kariv avil kodesh li pasul. Maybe this that it's mavur in the brayso zeh klal kol akariv bayoyim kodesh bayoyim. That's only with regards to the kedusha that it needs to be able to go on the mizbeach. But the kedusha that it needs in order for it to be pasul, maybe that doesn't happen to happen bezmanu. Maybe that can happen even shaloi bezmanu. Now we're discussing now the kedusha to make it pasul. We're discussing when you did a kmitz of alayla, you took the kaimetz, you put it into a klisharis. We're saying now that it's a kaimetz so that I can't go and be makivit on the mizbeach, meaning it has kedusha lipasa, right? It has kedusha, it's a kaimetz, therefore I can't mix it back together with tishurayim. But why? Because you want to be makivit? No, we're saying it has kedusha, you shouldn't be able to be makivit. So it could be kedusha lipasa, that can happen. I feel shaloi bezmani. Just to appreciate this a little bit better, just like kachin needs kedusha in order for you to be able to be makrovit, a carbon has to be kaddish in order for it to go on the mizbeah. Even after the carbon's kaddish, you did the shechita, the dam, in order to do zrika, also has to have kedusha. It has to be in a klisharis, the klisharis is mekadeshit, the shechita maybe is mekadeshit, the mincha was niskadish, it was put into a klisharis. Then you did the kaimetz, you put the kaimetz again into a klisharis. There were different levels of kedusha that a carbon needed in order to be able to go on the mizbeach. You can't just put it on the mizbeach. It needs kedusha and sometimes several levels of kedusha in order for it to be able to go on the mizbeach. The same is true as it relates to kachim becoming pasul. In order for kachim to be pasul, it needs to attain a certain level of kedusha. So kachim that is lon, for example, it stayed up overnight beyond the time that it was supposed to be around. You should have eaten it, you should have done zrika with it. It's only a problem if it had a certain level of kedusha. If it never achieved a certain level of kedusha, the psulim don't have an ability to chepa with it. So what we're saying is that this halacha of klisharis mekachin afilu shaloi bezmanai, that's to give kachin the kedusha it needs so that now it's kaddish enough for it to be able to be pasul. But to give it the kedusha it needs for it to be able to go in the mizbeach, that requires more of a kedusha, more intense kedusha, and that maybe would only have to be bismati. Masa Reb Zeira, but Reb Zeira asked the kasha from a Mishnah Masechtes Menachos. The Mishnah says, "Idos halechem v'esav azichin." So we're discussing the lechem aponim, and the lechem aponim played out on Shabbos. Shabbos was when the lechem aponim was divided amongst the mishmer hayoytzei, the mishmer hanichnas. That's when the changing of the guard happened, and the kohanim that were leaving, the kohanim that were entering to do the avodah, they would divvy up the yud beis chalos. But that's also when they would be makriv the bezichel levoina. That's when they would put the new bezichel levoina on the lechem aponim. So everything lechem aponim related happened on Shabbos. So on Shabbos, that's when you were supposed to take the Yud Beis Chalas and you're supposed to line up the shelves of the Shulchan. That's when you were supposed to take the two bezichel levoina and put it on the Shulchan. Now it would stay there for a week. The following Shabbos, that's when the cycle went. You would remove the Yud Beis Chalas, you would be makter the bezichel levoina, that allowed you to eat the Yud Beis Chalas. You replace the Yud Beis Chalas that you're eating with the new Yud Beis Chalas. You replace the Bezicha Levoina that you're being makter with the new Bezicha Levoina. V'chayzer Chalila. And this is the way it always went. So says the Mishnah, Sidur Esat Lechem Esat Bezichin Acharei Shabbos. What would be if somebody was Masada the Lechem and the Bezichin after Shabbos did it on Sunday? V'hikter Esat Bezichin V'Shabbos. And then you were makter the Bezichin on Shabbos. Psul, it's going to be possible. And the reason it's possible is because the Bezicha Levoina and the Lechem Apana were not on the Shulchan for 7 days. They have to be there for 7 days. It has to be from Shabbos to Shabbos. You put it on Sunday. So it's Mechusar's man. It's like a carbon that's not old enough. It's missing a day. And because it's missing a day, it's going to be possible. Ketzer Yasas, what should you do? You already did this already. You lined it up on Sunday. Now what? You should wait for the following Shabbos. That's also a chiddush. Now you're waiting more than 7 days. But Zok the Mishnah, that's not a problem. Shafilu amda ala shulchan yomim rabbi mei bekach klom. Because mechusar zman, too little time is a problem. But too much time is a problem. Fekta Gemara. Why is it not a problem? Vamai. Tikdash v'ti pasel. Why don't we say that when you put the Yud Beis Chalois and when you put the Bezicha Levoina on the shulchan during the wrong time, the shulchan was mekadashit during that wrong time. And being that it was Mekadosh, it immediately made it possible. Now, it's not 100% clear why it became possible. Rashi doesn't explain. The Rishonim don't really explain why. But apparently, putting the Lechem upon him on at the wrong time is a reason for it to be possible, only if it has Kedusha. So the Gemara's catch is like this. Bishlam, if you're going to tell me Kli Sharis is only Mekadosh, Bismanoi, so that's not a kasha. Because being that you put it on the Shulchan Shaloi Bismanoi, you put it on Sunday, so it was never Mekadosh, it was never Mekadosh, it's not going to be possible. But if you tell me Kli Sharis is Mekadosh, I feel like Shaloi Bismanoi, albeit Li Pasel, so why don't we say if you put it on the wrong time, it now has the requisite Kedusha that it needs in order for it to be possible. And it should be possible. So this was the kasha. The kasha is that if you're telling me that Kli Sharis is Mekadosh, Afilu shaloi bezman li pasel. So then, why is it that sidus lechem aponim besapazich and achar Shabbos you can leave it for the following Shabbos? No, it's possible. As soon as you put it there, it became possible because you did it at the wrong time. Doing it at the wrong time is a reason for it to be possible. Not possible. It has to have the kedusha that it needs to be possible. Klisharis is mekadosh shaloi bezman li pasel. So if it's mekadosh shaloi bezman li pasel, it should be a problem. Amar Rava. So Rava said, "Man de kamoisim shabbat kamoisim." So Rava commented. He said, "This is a good kasha." Rav Zera asked the kasha, and Rava said, "Man de kamoisim shabbat." Now, Avudah Rav Abin, he's the one that we're asking the kasha on. The problem is, Avudah Rav Abin, had he said this halacha by himself, then the Gemara is suggesting that we ask the kasha on Avudah Rav Abin from a Mishnah Masechtas Menachos. So done, let's go weiter. It is what it is. But being that Avudah Rav Abin was saying over a braisa, Avudah Rav Abin nami masnisa kamar, it didn't exact that braisa. So you can't have a braisa not like a Mishnah. That's already a problem. So the Gemara says we have no choice. We're going to have to answer this kasha. Right? That's what this line means. Avudah Rav Abin nami masnisa kamar. It's because it wasn't Amar Avudah Rav Abin, it was Tani Avudah Rav Abin. That's where we have a problem. Right? Just to chazer over. Avudah Rav Abin said that just like if you do shchita balayla, the carbon is possible, you have to take it lebeis hasreifa. The same is true if you do malika balayla and if you do kmitza balayla. Someone says, kmitza balayla, what's the problem? Just undo the kmitza. No, the teretz is, you put it into a klisharis, it's a kaimitz, it's a shirayim. Now you can't undo it. There's a cheftz of kaimitz, there's a cheftz of shirayim. You put it together, you're going to have a taruvus of kaimitz and shirayim. You can't undo that. But the Gemara says, I understand. You were mekadesh it balayla. Kli Sharis has the ability to be mekadesh balayla. So who Tani love who amala? Avudah Rav Abin said, yeah, Kli Sharis is mekadesh shaloi bezman li pasul. Now we have a Mishnah that's mashma. Kli Sharis is not mekadesh shaloi bezman li pasul, but it's a kasha really on the brayso of Avudah Rav Abin. So how are we going to answer the brayso? So the Gemara says, Kasabi, you're going to have to say layla imechus zman yoimechus zman. Avudah Rav Abin knew that it's not true that in a vacuum Kli Sharis is mekadesh afilu shaloi bezman. You can't take that out of context. That is, in fact, not the case. Davka, in the case of Koimetz, where you did the Kmitz of Alayla, there it's Mekadosh Loi Bezmana. And the reason is, because the problem is, it's night. In a few hours, it's going to be morning. The sun's soon going to come out. And when the sun comes out, then it will be this man Kmitza. So really, the psul is, it's Mechusar's man, but it's a Mechusar, something that's happening. And the Gemara says here what it says in many places in Kachim, and that is Laila ain't Mechusar's man. Laila's not considered Mechusar's man. So if mean that Laila's not considered Mechusar's man, it's not such a psul. Even though it's Shaloi Bezmana, it's not so Shaloi Bezmana. And therefore, Kli Sharis is Mekadosh, Afilu Shaloi Bezmana li Pasa. As opposed to Yoin, if you put the Shnei Bazichin, the Yudei Schalis, on the Shulchan a day later, so now you're 6 days too early. That's not Laila, that's not Mechusas Man. That's a week too early. That's, you completely missed the time. So already that's going to be an issue. Zok to Gemara, I hear, but Kimati Beishim Shei Tikshav V'Tifsel. What happens when Friday night comes? Meaning the right time to put it on the Shulchan was Shabbos day. So what happens when Friday night comes? At that point, it's already going to be Laila, which is in Mechusas Man. At that point, it should become Kadosh. So at that point, we should say that it's Kadosh Lipasel. So why is the halacha that on Shabbos it's going to be kosher? Meaning, enochinami, you put it on 10 days before you give me makrovitz. So right now, it's mechusas man, it's no shaykhis. As such, a mechusas man doesn't have the ability to be makadish, even lipasa. But what happens when you get to the night before? Where it's the night before Shabbos, it's Friday night. Beis Shimshi always means Friday night. Right, so it's Friday night right now. So at that point, tikdesh v'tifso. At that point, let it have kedusha lipasa. I'm Ravinus, et shekadam esol. Enochinami, you have to say the halacha the Mishnah is talking about. You can leave it there the whole week, but Friday night, you have to take it off. Because if it's going to be the Friday night, it's going to be a problem. You don't have to do that. Being that when you put it there, l'katchila, you did it there, shalai b'mitzvah, you did it, it's as if a monkey, a very dramatic marshal, would have put it on the shulchan. And if a kohen puts it on the shulchan, can't be mekadesh it. You need a kohen to be mekadesh it. So if you did it at the wrong time, it's as if the wrong person did it. You have no ability to be mekadesh it. So it's for that reason that is not going to be an issue. Excel. So as it relates to the raid, as promised, to go back to a gemara that we saw in yesterday's daf. It's a classic gemara, and it's also related a little bit to the sugyas that we're learning right now. So the Gemara said, Amar Rav Safra. Rav Safra said, about 8 lines from the top of Daf Chof Ches Amid Beis. Tzloisei de Avram, Michi Meshachrei Koisle. Avram Avinu Davin Mincha Chatzos. Meshachrei Koisle, when the eastern side of the wall became black, which in English means Chatzos. So you want to know when Avram Avinu Davin Mincha? Avram Avinu Davin Mincha by Chatzos. Amar Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef said, Anan me Avram nekin v'nigmar. Meaning Rav Yosef understood that what Rav Safra was trying to say was that if Avram Avinu daven mincha by Chatzos, then really that's when we're supposed to daven mincha. Meaning the right time to daven mincha is by Chatzos. So Rav Yosef said, we should do what Avram Avinu did. So Rava said, I don't understand what was bothering Rabbi Yosef. So he explains that he knows what was bothering Rabbi Yosef. What was bothering Rabbi Yosef was that to figure out exactly when Chatzos is, that's very hard. The whole Ryan, because in the Beis HaMikdash, they brought the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim in the afternoon, and there were days that they tried bringing it as early as possible, Erev Pesach Shechalias Be'erev Shabbos, and when they had to bring it as early as possible, they didn't bring it by Chatzos. They would bring it a half hour into the afternoon. So you see that it's very hard to be mechaven when Chatzos is, and that's what was bothering Rabbi Yosef, that Rabbi Safra is saying, you should daven mincha by Chatzos. It's very hard to daven mincha by Chatzos. Inami, what was bothering him is that Avram Avinu had it, itztagninus gedoylo. He was very proficient in astronomy, astrology. He was able to figure it out. What does it have to do with us? Inami, Avram Avinu was a zakin v'yoshev yeshiva, and because he was a zakin v'yoshev yeshiva, somehow that played out. That's the reason he should be able to be able to daven mincha by chatzos. But as it relates to us mortals, we have no shayches to being able to daven mincha by chatzos. So just one ha'ara as relates to this gemara, but really with a little bit of an introduction. So we have an obligation to daven 3 times a day. We daven shachris, we daven mincha, we daven ma'ariv, ba'erev, ba'boiker, ba'tzorayim. Ma'ariv, Shachris, and Mincha. When do we daven Mincha? We daven Mincha in the afternoon. The Pasuk says, B'tzoharayim. Tzoharayim is the afternoon. From a technical perspective, the afternoon is really Kishmoy Kachi. It's afternoon. Chatzos is noon. And really, afternoon up until evening, that is the Zman to daven Mincha. Stating that, Chazal said that as it relates to tefillas ha-mincha and davening mincha in the appropriate time, it's a little bit more complicated. The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis, that the reason that we daven mincha is really twofold. Number one, the obvious for mesachin tefillas. Avram Avinu was mesachin shachris, Yitzchak was mesachin mincha, and Yaakov was mesachin ayrev. Avram Avinu was mesachin shachris. Because of that, we're einakloch of Avram Avinu, we daven shachris. Yitzchak mincha, we're anacles of Yitzchak, we daven mincha. And the same thing is true with regards to the act. But the Gemara says another reason. The Gemara says that Chazal, even though they wanted us to daven simply because we have this Messiah from our Zaydis, but they were mechaving that the tefillah should be connected karbonis that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Every morning in the Beis HaMikdash, the Yidden brought a carbon tamid, the tamid shal shachar. And connected the tamid shal shachar, we daven shachars. Every day in the afternoon, the Yidden brought a carbon mincha. And connected the carbon mincha, we daven mincha. And then at night, all the emurim and the ptarim and the ivarim of all the karbanos that were brought during the day were burnt on the mizbech. And connected that, we daven ma'ariv. So there's really two reasons that the Gemara gives in brachas chavav on the days as to why we daven. Tfilos avos tiknun, and tfilos are also instituted keneged atam. In other words, as it relates to mincha, it has to do with the fact that Yitzchak Avinu was mesaken mincha, but it also is related to the tamid shel bein arba'in. Say the Rishonim that, and really based on Gemaras, that being that the zman of mincha is related to the tamid shel bein arba'in, so it's for that reason the zman lekatchila should mirror exactly when the tamid shel bein arba'in was brought. So when was the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'in brought? It's a Mishnah Masechtes Pesachim Daf Nun Ches Perik Tamid Nishcha, and really there were different zmanim depending on what day it was. But if you make a summation of the Gemara, there was the earliest time it was brought, and then there was the time that it was usually brought. Most days, the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'in was brought b'shmeinu mechza, 8.5 hours into the day. The Karev and the Haktara was b'tishu mechza, 9.5 hours into the day. There were times that they dafka brought the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im earlier. The earliest they ever brought the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im was when Erev Pesach fell out on Erev Shabbos, and then they used to bring it b'sheishu mechza, 6.5 hours into the day. So really, if you want to come up with zmanim of when they used to bring the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im, there was the time that it was always brought, which was Tamid Karev, Betisho Mechza, the Haktar of the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'in was 9.5 hours into the day. And then it was the earliest it was ever brought. And that is Tamid Nishchat B'Shmoyna B'Shish Umechza, and that's when Erev Pesach fell out on Erev Shabbos. Those two Zmanim are what we know as Mincha Ketana and Mincha Gedoyla respectively. Mincha Ketana is 3.5 hours into 3 hours into the day, and Mincha Gedoyla is really the beginning of the afternoon. Mincha Gedoyla is the earlier Zman. It's called Gedoyla because there's more time from that Zman of Mincha until evening. Mincha Ketana is the shorter of the two Zmanim. That's why it's called Mincha Ketana. It's a smaller Zman. There's less time from there until the evening. So Mincha Ketana mirrors when the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'in was brought every day, which was Betisho Mechza. Mincha Gedoyla mirrors the earliest time the carbon Tamid Shel Bein Arba'in was ever brought, and that is B'sheisho Mechza. So again, really, the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'in could be brought any time in the afternoon. It was brought Bein Arba'in. So it could be brought Bein Arba'in. Bein Arba'in means in the afternoon, B'tzarayim. It means any time between Chatzos and the evening, whatever night is, Rabbeinu Tam, but any time in the afternoon, that's when you were able to bring the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'in. However, the Metzius is that there was specific Zmanim when they used to bring the carbon Tamid. Most days, almost every single day of the year, it was Karib B'teisha Omechza. It's because of that, that became known as a Zman of Tamid Shel Bein Arba'in. It's the Zman of Mincha Ketana. The earliest it was ever brought was B'sheisho Mechza. That became known as a Zman, and that's the Zman that we know today as Mincha Gedoy. Tfilas HaMincha was instituted keneged the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'in. That's the Gemara in Brachas Daf Chavav on the base. It's for that reason, as relates to Tfilas HaMincha, we have two important Zman. We have the Zman of Mincha Ketana, and we have the Zman of Mincha Gedoyla. Now, these two Zmanim of Mincha Ketana and Mincha Gedoyla have many ramifications in Halacha. Meaning, there's different Halachas in Shulchan Aruch where you're going to find these Zmanim. Mincha Ketana, Mincha Gedoyla. But the Yisoy, just to understand what Mincha Ketana and Mincha Gedoyla is and why are there two Zmanim of Mincha. When is Mincha? What's Ketana, Gedoyla? It's bigger, it's smaller. Yeah, one is Gedoyla because it's a larger share. The other one is Ketana, it's a smaller time. And they mirror these two important Zmanim of Tamid Shel Bein Arba'in. Mincha Ketana is Teisha Umechza. Why is that important in the world of Tamid Shel Bein Arba'in? Because that's when they used to bring the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'in every day. And Mincha Gedoyla is also important because that's the earliest that they would ever bring it. When was that? Erev Pesach Chalias Erev Shabbos, like the Mishnah says in Perek Tamid Nishchat, and that's the Zman of Sheishu Mechza. The question is, as it relates to davening Mincha, when are you supposed to daven Mincha? So you could daven Mitzrayim, you could daven in the afternoon. We know that. There's no question. Is there a l'katchila to get time when you should have a mincha? The Rambam in Perek Gimel Hilchos Tefillah says that l'katchila a person should have a mincha ketan. But yet you could have a mincha ready for mincha gedolah. But he says l'katchila you should have a mincha ketan. It says the Rambam, it's pasha. Why? He says because why do we have a mincha? It's connected to Talmud Shalbein Arbayim. The Talmud Shalbein Arbayim was brought every day, but Teisha Omechsa. So if that's when they used to bring the Talmud Shalbein Arbayim, wouldn't it be so gazal if every single day a year daven mincha and imamish daven the Teisha Omechsa to be mechaben when they brought the Talmud Shalbein Arbayim? It's a geshmak a hergish. And the Rambam says that's the l'katchila d'gezman. Because what we're doing is we're bringing a Talmud Shalbein Arbayim. There's an neshama parm sfasenu of the Talmud Shalbein Arbayim. That's what we're doing. We're being, on some level, be it makriv a carbon. So l'chayiv, this man of the Talmud Shalbein Arbayim l'katchila was teisho mechza, zok the Rambam, perik gimel hilchas tefillah yad chazaka, he says, to me, it's a davar poshut. Now you want to know when you're supposed to daven mincha, it's mincha ketana. He says, b'di'eved, if you daven bein arbayim, you're going to be yaitza. So any time of bein arbayim, you're going to be yaitza. And by the way, really, bein arbayim should be chatzais. The only reason it's a half hour after chatzais is because the Gemara says it's very hard to figure out when chatzais is. Yuma chafchas amidbeis. But really, says the Rambam, l'katchila, being that Tfilas Minchas connected to Talmud Shalbein Arbayim, and that was always brought Teisha Mechza, that's the right time to do it. Stating that, the Beis Yosef, you know, Rechaim Simon Reish Lamed Gimel brings that from the Torah, who never differentiated between Mincha Kitana, Mincha Gedoyla, you're supposed to daven Mincha in the afternoon, doesn't sound like the Torah held like the Rambam. And he says, the truth is, it's Mavur in the Rosh and the Tshuva, that the Rosh and the Tshuva clearly said that a person l'katchila could daven Mincha from Mincha Gedoyla, and the Torah is going like his father, the Rosh, who didn't hold like this Rambam, and therefore the Torah said that l'katchila, you could daven Mincha, even Mincha Gedoyla. And Beis Yosef says, it's mashed for that way from the Rif as well. In other words, it would seem to be a major machlokes Rishayna. Whether l'katchila a Yid is supposed to daven Mincha, dafka Mincha Ketana, that's the Shita Sarambam, the Torah, the Rosh, and the Rif would all seem to be of the opinion that you don't have to daven l'katchila mincha ketana, and mincha ketana and mincha gedoyla are one and the same. So what's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch? The Mechaber in Simen Reish Lamed Gimel says, Mi shehespalo tfilas ha-mincha, this is Sifkot Nalef, me'acha sheishoyesu mechza ulamaylo yotze. If somebody davens mincha 6.5 hours into the day, he's yotze. However, the ikers man of mitesha shoyis umachzo lamayla. But the ikers man of mincha is mitesha shoyis umachzo ad halayla the rabbana the rabbi Yehuda ad plaga mincha. Says the Mechaber, the Lashon HaRambam, Kedarka B'Kodesh, Beis Yosef almost always goes with the Rambam. And the Mechaber paskins, like the Rambam, the Mechaber says that you want to know this man to daven mincha. He says, B'di Yevet, you could be yoytzen b'shei shoyis umachzo, but l'katchilo, you're supposed to daven mincha ketan. The Rama doesn't argue with the Mechaber, and therefore, if you learn Shulchan Aruch, it would seem very, very clear that l'katchila, a yid is supposed to daven, mincha ketana. Based on the Rambam Shita, it's the stimas halachim Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber says it clearly, the Rama doesn't argue, and based on that, it would seem very, very clear that that's really what you're supposed to do. It's interesting that the minhag ha-yeshiva is to daven mincha gedoyla. That's the minhag in yeshivas. Yeshivas, they daven mincha early. And the question is, why? If l'katchila the halach in Shulchan Aruch is to daven mincha ketana, it's clear, it's an often halach in Shulchan Aruch, there's no chaylkin. So based on that, so why is it that the minhag of yeshivas is to daven mincha gedayla? You would think the yeshivas would do it in l'katchila the goy. Now, no one's arguing you could daven b'diyev in mincha gedayla. The Shulchan Aruch says you could daven mincha gedayla. Oh, but it's nit l'katchila. Mechabes says it like you yoytze if you did it, which is really the Lashon HaRambam. And the Rambam doesn't even argue. So based on that, that should be the pashtus. So Rabbi Avadi Yosef was asked this question. And in a tshuva, in Shaios HaTshuva, Zichavidas, it's in Chelik Dalet, Simen Yutes. So he says a dover nifla, Kedarka Bakoidesh. He says that the truth is, in Cheshbin, there's no question, if you learn Simen Reish Lamed Gimel and Shulchan Aruch, what emerges is, like, Atchili is supposed to daven mincha ketana. To daven mincha gedoyla, isn't b'diyev. Now, there are Rishonim that argue, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass like those Rishonim. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that we're supposed to daven is mincha ketana. But said Rabbi Avadia that the truth is another halach in Shulchan Aruch. It's one simon earlier. It's in Simon Reish Lamed Beis. The Mechaber in Simon Reish Lamed Beis says that lo yeshev adam samach lemincha lehistaper ad sheyispal. Once it's samach to his man of mincha, a person's not allowed to take a haircut. V'lo yikonis l'merchitz v'lo yiburseki. V'loy ledin, v'loy lechon. You're also not allowed to eat. Afilu suda ketana. You can't even eat a suda ketana samuch lemincha. And here's the punchline. And even samuch lemincha gedoyla. Even if it's samach lemincha gedayla. A person is not allowed to eat once he's samach lemincha gedayla. Samach means you within a half hour. It's a gemara in Daf Yud, in Masech, the Shabbos. It's also a gemara at the beginning of Perek, Arvi Psachim. That samach lemincha means that when you're within a half hour of this man, so at that point, the halacha is, you're not allowed to eat anymore. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that a person is not allowed to eat within a half hour of this man of mincha gedayla. You can't even eat a suda katana. Now, the Ramo over here does argue. The Ramah says, V'yesh chalkin. There are those that argue. And there are those that say that if a person wants to eat a suda ketana, samach lemincha gedoyla, you could. It's only a suda gedoyla that you can't eat, samach lemincha gedoyla. And he says, not just that, they hold that you can even eat a suda ketana, maybe samach lemincha ketana, ayin shami, goes through all the variables. But the bottom line is, the Ramah comes out, v'nokala hakel k'shtei asfaris. People are very makel when it comes to this halacha. So the Ramah goes connected to the Mechaber, and the Ramah says that even though the Mechaber took a very hard line, I mean, if you would ask Marana Beis Yosef, if you would ask the Shulchan Aruch, can I eat a sandwich at 12:30 in the afternoon? You say, no, you can't. You have to have mincha. You can't eat even a suda katana once you're samach mincha gedayla. This is something that's going to be a problem. Now, granted, the Ramah argues, but says Rabbi Bad Yosef, so it comes out like this. If in yeshivas, the Bnei Torah would daven mincha katana, which is the katchila. What would happen is, at some point, the Olam would have to eat lunch. That you can eat lunch, l'chayra, after first Seder. After first Seder, there's already samach l'mincha gedayla. Which means, you're going to have no choice, but you're going to have to violate the halacha Shulchan Aruch, and similar, Reish Lamed Beis, where the Mechaber paskins that a person should not eat, even a suda ketana, samach l'mincha gedayla. So says Rabbi Avadia, he says, really, we're stickle stuck between a rock and a hard place. Why? Because if we're going to go ahead, you want to tell the Olam, daven l'katchila mincha ketana, and like the Mechaber says in Reish Lamed Gimel, and at the same time, don't eat once you're samach l'mincha gedayla, which is what the Mechaber paskins in Reish Lamed Beis. But in the Torah, the Malachi Asharei, the oil is steiging. It's not fair. You're going to have to starve every day until Mincha Ketana on a summer day. That could be late in the day. That's not kishmak. So what's the oil supposed to do? Elamai, we have no choice. We're going to have to be mekel in one of these two halachas. Either we're going to say, let's be mekel, let's daven Mincha Gedayla. We're not going to eat lunch until after Mincha, but we'll daven an early Mincha. We'll daven Mincha Gedayla. Or we're going to be mekel in Reish Lamed Beis. What we're going to say is we're going to eat lunch, even though it's already this man of Mincha Gedayla, and we'll end up davening Mincha Ketana. Meaning, either we're going to go b'dievin in Reish Lamed Gimel, and we're going to daven Mincha Gedayla, or we're going to go b'dievin in Reish Lamed Beis, like the Ramah said, and we're going to end up eating, even though it's this man of Mincha. So Rabbi Avad Yosef says that if you go through the Rishonim, it's clear to me, he says, Rav Rishonim held, not like the Mechaber in Reish Lamed Gimel. Even though the Mechaber paskin like the Rambam, that l'katchili is supposed to daven Mincha Ketana, but really the Rambam was the minority Shita. The Beis Yosef already said that the Rosh is not mashma that way, and the Rif is not mashma that way, and the Torah is not mashma that way. So really, if you're going to be Mekel in Reish Lamed Gimel, you're being Mekel like Rav of the Rishonim. He says, if you go through the halachas in Reish Lamed Beis, even though the Ramah said the minig is to be Mekel, but in halacha, everybody was Machmer. The Rambam was Machmer. The Rosh was Machmer, the Rif was Machmer, the Tur was Machmer, and the Mechaber was Machmer. The Ramah said, the Minig is to be Mekel. It's the Minig Olam. What are you going to do? The Olam is Mekel. Oh, but Be'etzim, it's not such a good Kula. Because look at all the Rishonim were Machmer. So he says to me that if you're going to have no choice, but you're going to have to trade, you're going to have to make a decision between these two halachas, it's Pasha to me, be Mekel and Reish Lamed Gimel, and be Machmer and Reish Lamed Beis. And from there was born the Minig Yeshivas, he said. That's why the Olam and Yeshivas, they daven mincha gedayla, even though it's b'di'evet, because the Mechaber says l'katchila you should daven mincha ketana. So why not go like the Shulchan Aruch? The reason is because if you're going to be machmer and you're going to daven mincha ketana, you're going to end up eating samach mincha gedayla, not like the other Mechaber in Reish Lamed Beis. And he said, I would much rather go not like the Mechaber in Reish Lamed Gimel, because I've Reish Rishonim in my support to go not like the Rishonim in Reish Lamed Beis, because at the end of the day, almost all the Rishonim held. The Ramah said it's a minig. What are you going to do? Abel Amais, it's not a right minig, because Reish Rishonim held Nishta Zlevi the minig. And he said it was based on that nuance that it played out the way it was. But just one more ha'ara. And this is a davar nifla that I heard from Rabbi Yaakov Friend. He's a Chashev Rosh Masifta in Baltimore, and he shared with me a beautiful art that we can't go vayta without speaking out. It's Mi'inyan le'inyan ba'os inyan. That is, the Gemara said, Sloisa d'Avram is Mechim Meshachri Koisli. There's a man that Avram Avinu David Mincha was Mechim Meshachri Koisli. He was from Chatzos. Taisvis in Masechtes Brachas, Dav Chavav in the days, and really Taisvis Yishanim right here, and this Gemara asks the question as well. Taisvis says that Avram Avinu David Mincha? I thought Avram was Mesakin Shachris, Yitzchak was Mesakin Mincha, and Yaakov was Mesakin Ma'ariv. What's Avram Avinu doing davening Mincha? So Tosfos says, V'yesh Loimer, you have to say, Achash Etikno Yitzchak. Then after Yitzchak was Mesakin Mincha, so then Avram Avinu also started davening Mincha. And that's what the Gemara means when it says, Sloisa Davram. Not that this is Avram Avinu's Tvila, and Enochinami, before Yitzchak was Mesakin Mincha, it's mashma Tosfos holds that even though Avram Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, but it wasn't, he didn't daven Mincha, that was Yitzchak's Chiddush. But once Yitzchak was Mesakin Mincha, then Avram Avinu used to daven Mincha as well. But it's still, the Gemara is a little sosum. It's Eina Yomer Eladur Shuni. Tzloysed Avram Michi Meshachri Kaisli. When you think of Mincha, you're thinking of Tzloysed Yitzchak. You're not thinking of Tzloysed Avram. Do we shine a much a little bit? The answer, in Toymav Yeshloimar, but the Gemara is a little bit sosum. So he told me as follows. The Rambam says, in Hilchis Malachim Perek Tes, the Rambam goes through the Shalshelos of Mitzvahs, the genesis of Mitzvahs, how Mitzvahs came about. And the Rambam says, Al Shisha Dvarim Nestava Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon was given six Mitzvahs, six of the seven Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Hoysef L'Noach, Evi Menachai, Noach got Evi Menachai, that was the seventh of the seven Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. V'chein Hoyad Dovah B'chol Oilam Ad Avram. That's the way it was in the world until Avram Avinu came along. Nestava Yasser, Eilu B'Milo. Avram Avinu got another Mitzvah, an eighth Mitzvah. He got the Mitzvah Milo. V'hu Espalo Shachris. And he davened Shachris. Yitzchak Hifrish Meiser, Yitzchak was Mafrish Meiser, V'hoisev Tfila Acheres Lifnoi Sayoim. And he added a Tfila Lifnoi Sayoim. As the sun is setting, the later part of the day, Avram Yitzchak was Meiser V'Tfila. V'Yakov Hoisev Gidanasha, Yaakov got the Lois Hasei of Gidanasha, V'Spalal Arvis. And he instituted Meiriv. Then the Rambam says, B'Mitzrayim Nitzdava Amram B'Mitzvah Yisayiris. We've spoken about Torah for Reb Chaim in this in the past. Ad Shabbat Moshe Rabbeinu B'Nishla Torah Ayod Tim Moshe Rabbeinu came and the Torah was Nishla. But the Rambam, Toich Dvarov, in this epic halacha, Perek Tas Halach Aleph and Hilchas Malachim, he mentions how mitzvahs came about. Specifically the Tfilois. Avram Avinu was Mespalo Shachris. Yitzchok was Moisev Tfila Acheres Lifnoi Sayoi. Also known as Mincha. The Yaakov Hoysev Gidan Nasha V'Spalal Arvis. So he said over a beautiful aura. Avram was Mesakin Shachris. Yitzchak said a Tefillah Lifnoi Sayoi. And Yaakov Ma'ariv. Isn't it inconsistent, the language of the Rambam? Either the Rambam should have said Avram was Mesakin Shachris, Yitzchak Mincha, and Yaakov Ma'ariv. Or the Rambam should have said that Avram davened in the morning, Yitzchak davened Lifnoi Sayoi, and Yaakov davened in the evening. By Shachris and Ma'ariv, the Rambam refers to the name of the Tefillah. Who his spalo Shachris? Yaakov his spalo Arvis. When it comes to Yitzchak, Yitzchak was Hoysev Tefillah Acheres, Lifnoi Sayoim. So why by Avram and Yaakov does the Rambam mention the name of the Tefillah? And when it comes to Yitzchak, he doesn't mention the name of the Tefillah, but the Zman of when he said this Tefillah. So he said there's one more Rambam. And this, if you never heard this Rambam, is going to sound shocking. The Rambam is in Hilchis Tefillah, and it's Perek Gimel Halacha Gimel. The Rambam says, "Nagu anoshim harbe lehispalol gedoyl viktana." He says there are many Yidden that have a minig. They don't daven mincha once; they daven mincha twice. They daven mincha gedoyla and they daven mincha ketana. Says the Rambam, "Va'achas rishos." Not that they think they're obligated to daven mincha twice, but one of the two tefillos is a rishos. V'hayr mixes goyim. Says the Rambam, "There's some goyim that baskin she'in roy lespalol rishos elol gedoyla." If you're going to do this, the way you should do it is that the mincha gedoyla should be the tefillos rishos, and the mincha ketana that should be the tefillos chayva. V'chein adin noisein. It makes sense. That's the way it should be. Mipnei shehi kenega dovah she'in etad b'chayoy. Because the mincha gedoyla was when erev Pesach fell out on erev Shabbos. That wasn't tad b'chayoy. So it makes sense. That would be the rishos. Then mispal hagdoy l'chayva leispal l'ktana rishos. But if you daven mincha gdoy l'chayva, then daven rishos, because that's the Rambam sheet. But the Eved, you could daven mincha even by mincha gdoy. But the Rambam says there was a minig in Klal Yisrael. Nagu anoshim harbei lehispal, not mincha once but twice. Gdoy l'viktana. One of them is a rishos. And the Gaonim said that the way you should do it, if you have this minig, is that mincha ketana should be the one that's a chayva, and mincha gedoyla should be the one that's a rishos. This minig that the Rambam brings is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's in Erechayim Sim in Reish Lamed Al. So we mentioned Reish Lamed Beis, not eating some of mincha. We mentioned Reish Lamed Gimel, that's the zmanim of mincha, and Reish Lamed Alid, haroitzelis balam mincha gedoyla u mincha ketana. If you want to daven both, ain roi loilis balam rishos. You shouldn't daven rishos. Ela hagedoyla. The one that should be the Rishos is the Gedoyla, and the one that should be the Chayv is the Ketan. But it's brought down a Shulchan Aruch. If a person wants to do it, this is something that he could do. And the truth is, what's pshat in such a minig? Two minchas? You don't find anywhere two shachrises. You don't find two mairivs. What's the idea of two? Now, it's two zman, it's mincha gedol, mincha ktan, it's true. But still, that's two possible times. The Talmud Shalmein Abayim was either born mincha gedol, was born mincha ktan. But what's the cheshman that there's two zmanim, and if you want, you can do one as a rishos, and the katchila, the mincha gedol, should be a rishos. So he said, gevaldik. He said, yesh loim, the makar to this minig, is the Gemara Masechtas Yuma daf chav ches on the base. It's mamash meirdik. The Gemara says that Avram Avinu davened mincha. Amar Rav Safra, tzloise de Avram, Michi Meshachri Koisli. Avram Avinu davened mincha. And you know what he davened mincha? Michi Meshachri Koisli. What does Michi Meshachri Koisli mean? It means mincha gedoyla. Really, it's a half hour before mincha gedoyla. The Gemara asks the kasha. But the Gemara says, Avram Avinu, it's like Nidus gedoyla haisa beliba. He was a zakavi yoshabi yeshiva. He knew how to daven mincha gedoyla. The real way. But the point is, Avram Avinu daven mincha gedoyla. Yitzchak Avinu also daven mincha. You know when Yitzchak daven mincha? It's a Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer says in Perek Tezayin that Eliezer, Eved Avram, at Kvitz Zaderech, he comes with Rivka to go meet Yitzchak. U'b'sholoi shoiz bol l'chefen. 3 hours into the afternoon, he arrived in Chevron. Le'eis tfilas ha-mincha. He came mincha. V'yotza Yitzchak l'spalot tfilas ha-mincha. And it was exactly at that time that Yitzchak went out to daven mincha. Shenema v'yetze Yitzchak l'suach basada. V'ein tzvicha ala tfila. Shenema tfila lo'oni kiyatev l'fnei Hashem yishpoich sicha. So Yitzchak and Avram both daven mincha. Avram Avinu daven mincha when he daven slice of Avram mechim eshachri koisli. Yitzchak also daven mincha. But Yitzchak daven mincha is 3 hours into the day. Avram Avinu daven mincha gedoyla. Yitzchak Avinu davened mincha ketana. It's gewaldig. Avram Avinu was misakin one tefillah. He was misakin shachris. But Kenira, although Avram Avinu was only misakin one tefillah, really davened the second tefillah. And the second tefillah he davened was mincha. But his mincha was mincha gedoyva. But it was his tefillah. But he was never misakin it. He was never misakin it. And because he was never misakin it, mincha gedoyva goes down as a tefillah reshus, because he never instituted it. Yitzchak Avinu came along, and Yitzchak was mesakin a mincha. He wasn't mechadish mincha, because his father Avram was already mechadish mincha. What was Yitzchak doing? He was merely saying that there's a mincha that should be a chayva. But he added to that. He said, you know when the mincha of chayva, he says, ich nehm nisha weg from the tata. The tata has a mincha gedoyla from reshus all zayin. So bleib in a mincha gedoyla from reshus. But I'm going to be moisef a mincha. And my mincha is going to be mincha ketana. You know when that mincha was? Lifnoi sayoy. Vayetze yitzhak lasuach basada. When did he go? Lasuach basada, it was lifnoi sayarev. It was during the evening. That's why the Rambam, when he mentions Yitzchak, he doesn't say Yitzchak was moisef mincha. Because it wasn't his chiddish mincha. Amram already was mechadish mincha. Because Avram already was misakin mincha, mincha gedoyla. He was just meisav a tefila lefnoi sayoyim. So tafla v'fela. The truth is, Avram was misakin mincha and Yisroch was misakin mincha. Yisroch was misakin mincha. That's the tefila samincha that we have. Avos tiknun kineged the tamach bein arba'im. That's the gemara in brachas chavav in the days. It's what every little child knows, that Yitzchak Avinu was the one that was misakin mincha. But now we know the rest of the story. Avram Avinu was also misakin mincha. Avram Avinu was misakin mincha. What sheiches? Yuma chavches hamidays. Tzloisa da Avram mechim meshachri koisli. And it's gewaldig, because the meshachri koisli is mincha gedoyla. I thought you're supposed to have mincha. The Rambam Shiti is supposed to have a mincha ketana. His answer is every kasha. You're supposed to have a mincha ketana. So why was tzloisa da Avram mechim meshachri koisli? The text, we didn't say tzloisa da mincha. This is Avram's mincha. Avram's mincha, which was a tefillah's reshut, which the Rambam brings, is mincha gedoyla. This is the makar to the Rambam, to this minig that the Goyim already had, that there were people that with them, mincha gedoyla, mincha ketana. Mincha gedoyla was connected Avram's mincha. Mincha ketana was connected Yitzchak's mincha. Yitzchak's mincha was a chayva. That's mincha ketana, which is a chayva. Avram's mincha was only reshus. That's why mincha gedoyla, like the Rambam says, is only a reshus. That's why the Rambam in Hilchas Malachim says that Avram was mesakin shachris, Yaakov was mesakin mayrev, Yitzchak was meisiv tefilah leizerev. Why did he say he was mesakin mincha? Because there wasn't mincha already. That's the deed b'lashayne azov shel Rambam. He wasn't being mechadish mincha. He was being mechadish a mincha lifnei zerif. That's when he was being mechadish. That is an Indian a mincha ketana. And that's why That's why the Gemara in Yuma Chavches on the base refers to Mincha as Tzloisei De Avram, because we're talking about Mincha Gedoyla, which in fact is Avram Avinu's Mincha. And that's why, even though the Rambam Shita is that really you're not supposed to daven Mincha Gedoyla, the Gatchila you're supposed to daven Mincha Ketana, yeah, the Bnei Yeshivas was Soimich because of Reish Lamed Beis, the whole Cheshma, like Maran Avadya said. But really, you're not supposed to daven Mincha Ketana. So if you're not supposed to Gedoyla, so why was Tzloisei De Avram Mechimeshach Rikoisei? Because he wasn't davening Yitzchus Mincha. This was his own Tfilas Rishus. This was the Tfilas Rishus that the Rambam says in Perek Gimel Halacha Gimel Hilchas Tfilah. Absolutely brilliant. I will stop here.